听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 2, Hotel or B&B. Part 1, Getting Ready. A. The following words and the phrase will appear in this unit. Listen carefully and study the definitions.
1. Proportion. 2. Brochure. 3. Transmission. 4. Best bet. 5. Quote. 6. Terrace. 7. Release. 8. Resort. 9. Thermal. 10. Work out.
B. Listen to the dialogue. Write down all the numbers of the proportions of tourists.
Good morning. I'd like some information about tourist figures, please. First, about accommodation. What proportion of tourists stay in hotels?
Well, in an average year, 60% of tourists stay in hotels, but this year, 35% are staying in hotels.
What proportion of tourists stay in holiday camps?
Well, in an average year, 20% of tourists stay in holiday camps, but this year, 45% are staying in holiday camps.
Now, about places visited. What proportion of tourists visit Europe?
Well, in an average year, 80% of tourists visit Europe, but this year, 60% are visiting Europe.
And what proportion of tourists visit the USA?
Well, in an average year, 15% of tourists visit the USA, but this year, 30% are visiting the USA.
Now about methods of transport. What proportion of tourists go by plane?
Well, in an average year, about 70% of tourists go by plane, but this year, about 50% are going by plane.
What proportion of tourists take their own car?
Well, in an average year, about 20% of tourists take their own car, but this year, about 30% are taking their own car.
Thank you very much for your help.
See. Listen to the conversation between a clerk in a hotel reservations bureau and a tourist. Complete the chart about the information on the four hotels. Then, complete the following five explanations.
So, here's a brochure with the hotels in Midford. It gives you all the rates.
Sorry, my English isn't so good. Can you explain this to me?
Yes, of course. First of all, we have the Castle Inn here. It's the cheapest.
Mm-hmm.
It will cost you only £12 for a single room and £15 for a double. The price includes continental breakfast. If you want a full English breakfast, you'll have to pay extra.
What is this English breakfast?
Hot food. Fried egg, fried bacon, porridge. Whereas the continental breakfast is coffee, tea, rolls, jam and honey. Nothing cooked, you see.
I think I would prefer the continental breakfast.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, that's included. And then we have the Dalton Hotel. More expensive, but very nice. A bathroom attached to every room. The Dalton charges £30 for a single room, mm-hmm, and £60 for a double. But there is no charge for children under 12 who stay in the same room as their parents.
I won't have my children with me, but maybe my husband will come a little later.
Mm. Well, the Park Hotel is very reasonably priced. £16 per person. Every room has a bath. There's a special rate of £25, which includes dinner, bed and breakfast, what we call half board. Or you can have full board, That's the room plus all meals for £29 per person per night.
We would only want breakfast.
I see. You could try the fourth hotel here, the Phoenix. It will cost you £28 for a double room with bath. Breakfast is £5 per person.
Yes. But what about the extra money? What do you call it in English? The service?
Well, all these rates include a service charge of 10%. They also include VAT. That's value-added tax.
If we come later in the year, will it be cheaper?
Oh, yes. These are the rates for June to September. You would pay less at other times of the year.
I'll talk about it with my husband.
Okay.
Thank you for explaining everything to me.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Part 2. A Touch of Home. Listen to the report. Complete the outline.
Bev Rose is a very good hostess. She tells the guests in her home there are sodas in the refrigerator, snacks in the kitchen, and videos next to the TV. But Rose's guests aren't out-of-town family or friends. Her guests are from all over the world. Rose's house is like a small hotel. It is called a bed and breakfast, or B&B for short. The name of Rose's B&B is Suits Us. Rose and her husband have joined a growing number of people who are operating B&Bs in their homes. B&Bs offer the charm, comfort, and hospitality that is often missing in big hotels. That's why there are many people who would rather stay at a B&B than a hotel when they travel. There are about 15,000 B&Bs across the U.S. Each year, they welcome millions of visitors. And the number is increasing. I think guests are looking for the personal touch, said Pat Hardy, the director of the American Bed and Breakfast Association. In a B&B, you don't have a room number. The owner knows who you are and helps you enjoy your trip, Hardy said. Travelers often want more than just a place to sleep. They like B&Bs because the owner takes a personal interest in them. Rose said one of the best things about owning a B&B is meeting all the different people. She loves watching the guests meet each other for the first time at breakfast. It's really fun to stand in the kitchen and talk with my guests. Even though most of them have just met for the first time, the conversations at the breakfast table are really interesting and lively. Many B&Bs are older homes with interesting histories. Suits Us was built in 1883. The rooms are filled with antiques and 19th century decorations. The Roses rent 3 of the upstairs bedrooms to guests. Every room at Suits Us has its own personality. The Roses have named several of the rooms for previous guests. For example, one of the rooms is named the Woodrow Wilson Room because the former U.S. president stayed there. Another room is called the Annie Oakley Room, because the famous cowgirl was once a guest there. Bed and breakfasts aren't for everyone. Some people aren't comfortable staying in someone else's home, and other people don't care for the personal interaction. But for a quiet, romantic place to stay, many people are checking into bed and breakfasts instead of hotels. Once people have stayed in a B&B, they often find it hard to go back to hotels.
Part 3. Renting a car. A. Listen to the conversation in which a man phones a car rental agent about renting a car. Supply the missing information.
Good afternoon. You drive at Reynolds. May I help you?
Hi, yeah. I'm interested in renting a car for the weekend, and I'm wondering if you have a special weekend rate.
Yes, we do. What sort of car are you interested in?
Well, we're a family of three, and we have camping equipment. Now, I'm used to driving a small car, but I might need something a little larger because of the family and all the equipment that we have.
Well, I could suggest a compact car for you. Some of our compacts have large trunks. Better yet, why not a small station wagon? All our cars are current models and have automatic transmission.
Oh, well, I'm used to driving a standard, but I guess there's no problem with automatic transmission.
No. If you can drive a standard, you can drive an automatic. Now listen, when were you interested in renting this?
We'll be leaving on a Friday. That's Friday, July 7th. And then returning on the Monday. That would be the 10th.
Well, let's see. We have a Pinto station wagon for those dates. I think that's your best bet.
Okay, then when would we have to pick up the car, and when would we have to return the car to get that special weekend rate?
Well, for the weekend rate, you have to pick up the car after 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon, and return it by 10 o'clock on Monday morning.
After 4 on Friday, and returning by 10 o'clock on Monday morning. Okay. What would be the price for that?
Okay. Now, our regular rate is $79.95. Oh, but the special weekend rate, you can get that for $59.95. Now, the first 300 miles are free. After that, it's 12 cents per mile.
Oh, so it's 12 cents a mile extra after the first 300 miles?
That's right.
Okay, do you have any rentals with unlimited mileage?
Well, we do, but you can't get that special weekend rate.
Uh-huh, okay. Well, then does the $59.95, that was the rate, right? Does that include insurance?
No, the insurance is $10 more, but I really recommend it.
Yeah.
Okay, now, there's a sales tax of 8%, and you have to return the car with a full tank of gas. Also, we require a deposit of $100.
Oh boy, it sure adds up.
Well, our rates are still the lowest in town.
Uh-huh, okay. Well, I tell you what, I'd like to think about it, if that's right, and then I'll call you back.
Sure, that's fine. Listen, when you do call back, ask for Doug. That's me.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Doug. Goodbye.
Take care.
B. Now try this. Listen to a more authentic version of the material. Write down the words or phrases that are related with car rentals.
Afternoon, you drive at Rentals. May I help you?
Hi, yeah, I'm interested in renting a car for the weekend, and I'm wondering if you have a special weekend rate.
Yes, we do. What sort of car were you interested in?
Well, we're a family of three, and we have camping equipment. Now, I'm used to driving a small car, but I might need something a little larger because of the family and all the equipment that we have.
Well, I could suggest a compact car to you. Mm-hmm. Some of our compacts have large trunks.
Okay.
Or, better yet, why not a small station wagon?
Oh, good.
All our cars are current models and have automatic transmission.
Oh, well, I'm used to driving a standard, but I guess there's no problem with automatic transmission.
No, if you can drive a standard, you can drive an automatic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, when were you... Interested in renting this?
We'll be leaving on a Friday. That's Friday, July 7th, and then returning on the Monday, that would be the 10th.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. We have a Pinto station wagon for those dates.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's your best bet.
Okay. Then when would we have to pick up the car, and when would we have to return the car to get that special weekend rate?
Well, for the weekend rate, you have to pick up the car after 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon and then return it by 10 o'clock on Monday morning.
After 4 on Friday and returning by 10 o'clock on Monday morning. Okay. What would be the price for that?
Okay, now our regular rate is $79.95.
Woo!
But with the special weekend rate, you can get that for $59.95.
Oh, great.
Now, the first 300 miles are free. Mm-hmm. After that is 12 cents per mile.
Oh, so it's 12 cents a mile extra after the first 300 miles.
That's right.
Okay. Do you have any rentals with unlimited mileage?
Well, we do, but you can't get that special weekend rate.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, then does the $59.95, that was the rate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that include insurance?
No. The insurance is $10 more, but I really recommend it.
Yeah.
Okay, now there's a sales tax of 8%, and you have to return the car with a full tank of gas.
Uh-huh.
Also, we require a deposit of $100.
Oh, boy, it sure adds up.
Well, our rates are still the lowest in town.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'd like to think about it, if that's all right, and then I'll call you back.
Sure, that's fine. Listen, when you do call back, ask for Doug, that's me.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Doug. Goodbye.
Take care.
Part 4. More about the topic. What type of room do you want? A. Listen to the words in column A. Match the definitions in column B with the words in column A.
1. Suite. 2. Twin room. 3. Penthouse. 4. Lounge or sitting room or parlor. 5. Single room. 6. Double room.
B. A secretary from Speed Sportswear is talking to the manager of the Park Hotel to arrange accommodation for visiting staff. Accommodation will be needed for all grades, from sales staff to managing directors. Listen to the conversation and supply the missing information.
If the terms are favorable, we could come to an arrangement for regular accommodation. Now, I wanted to discuss the types of rooms with you and rates for their use.
Certainly. The rates I'll quote to you, first of all, are what we call rack rates. That's the normal rates quoted to the public.
Ah.
But obviously we would discuss a discount rate for you. Now, as regards the rooms, they're all of a very high standard. All our rooms have central heating. Most of them are with bathroom. And they all have a wash basin and a toilet.
That sounds fine. Can you tell me about your single rooms?
Yes, our single rooms are very comfortable. And the rates are very reasonable. I think you'd find them suitable for visiting staff of all grades. The rack rate is £40 a night.
£40 a night.
Yes, or for real economy, let's suppose you have a sales conference. You could double up your sales staff and put them into twin rooms. That would work out very cheaply.
Mm.
The normal rate is £55 per twin or double room per night.
Ah, well, we might consider that possibility, but we also have some quite important visitors sometimes. Have you any really special accommodation we can offer them?
Well, suppose you have visiting managerial staff. For something more luxurious, we can offer our Delphos suite.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's delightful. And convenient for entertaining private guests. It has its own private terrace where guests can sit outside and enjoy the view over the lake.
Oh, that sounds most attractive.
The normal rate is £150 per night.
£150.
But for total luxury, the finest accommodation of any hotel in this area, I can recommend our Bella Vista penthouse. From the balcony, there's a magnificent view over the whole countryside.
Oh, lovely.
It has a bedroom connecting to a large sitting room, with a separate study, a bathroom, and a fully fitted kitchen.
Right.
It combines total luxury with total privacy. For example, if your company director and his wife wanted to stay for a few days, it would be ideal.
And the rate?
The normal rate would be £220 a night.
Part 5. Do you know? A. The following is a list of some of the top luxury hotels ranked. There are some mistakes in locations and ranks. Listen to the report and correct the mistakes.
5 U.S. hotels were voted among the world's top 10, with the Halekulani in Honolulu ranking first, a survey of Gourmet magazine readers released last Friday said. Coming in second was the Oriental in Bangkok, Thailand, followed by Villa d'Este, Cernobbio, Italy, the Regent, Hong Kong, and Hotel Ritz, Paris. The Greenbrier in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, ranked number 8. The 10th-ranked hotel was the Four Seasons Resort, Nevis, in Charlottetown, Nevis, West Indies. More than 150 hotels, resorts, and inns in 27 countries and regions were ranked in general and specific categories that rated such things as dining, bars, pools, workout centers, and romantic atmosphere. This is the 3rd year that Gourmet, which has more than 5 million readers, has conducted the survey. Another U.S. hotel, the Mansion on Turtle Creek in Dallas, topped the list for restaurant dining, beating out the Connaught in London, Italy's Villa d'Este, and Bangkok's The Oriental. The Four Seasons in Philadelphia was number 5. In the specific category of best business hotels, the Regent Hong Kong ranked first, as it has for the past 3 years. In other categories, Paris's Hotel Ritz, with its Roman thermal baths, was voted to have the best pools, and the Greenbrier in West Virginia was found to have the best workout center, golf, and tennis.
B. Now listen again. Decide whether the statements are true or false. Put T or F in the brackets.
5 U.S. hotels were voted among the world's top 10, with the Halekulani in Honolulu ranking first, a survey of Gourmet magazine readers released last Friday said. Coming in second was the Oriental in Bangkok, Thailand, followed by Villa d'Este, Cernobbio, Italy, the Regent, Hong Kong, and Hotel Ritz, Paris. The Greenbrier in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, ranked number 8. The 10th-ranked hotel was the Four Seasons Resort, Nevis, in Charlottetown, Nevis, West Indies. More than 150 hotels, resorts, and inns in 27 countries and regions were ranked in general and specific categories that rated such things as dining, bars, pools, workout centers, and romantic atmosphere. This is the 3rd year that Gourmet, which has more than 5 million readers, has conducted the survey. Another U.S. hotel, the Mansion on Turtle Creek in Dallas, topped the list for restaurant dining, beating out the Connaught in London, Italy's Villa d'Este, and Bangkok's The Oriental. The Four Seasons in Philadelphia was number 5. In the specific category of best business hotels, the Regent Hong Kong ranked first, as it has for the past 3 years. In other categories, Paris's Hotel Ritz, with its Roman thermal baths, was voted to have the best pools, and the Greenbrier in West Virginia was found to have the best workout center, golf, and tennis.